In this conversation, I'm going to explore moving from inner work to holy love. This is a space where perhaps you've been on a spiritual path. You have been doing your inner work for quite some time. You have been doing your spiritual work for quite some time. You've explored many aspects of spirituality. And even in that space of exploring so much as it relates to your process, you still have not seen real world physical reality expression of that inner work in a potent way. And many women struggle with this. They have been doing spirituality for some time. They have been in the awakening space for some time. And they have not seen very potent demonstration of that spirituality in their physical reality. So let's explore this a little bit. If you have been on a spiritual path for some time and you have not seen a very real world expression of your spirituality, meaning that your spirituality has not been expressed in the physical reality in potent ways. You have not seen different aspects of your life in its absolute royal potent expression and actually manifesting and creating what you want in your physical reality. There are two things I want to explore with you today. Number one, most women are governed or have been programmed in New Age spirituality. New Age spirituality deals with spirituality in a way that's disconnected from the physical reality. So what's happening for you here now is that you're entering into a very different consciousness. And let's call this King spirituality. King spirituality and King training and King consciousness, it's all about anchoring all of the work that you're doing in the physical reality, which means you should be able to begin to start to see the actual manifestation, the actual physical law, the actual physical expression of your desire and your inner work in the physical, because King consciousness is the consciousness that helps to actually anchor and ground desire or inner work or process in the physical. So most often, for many women, they've been on the path of just creating with New Age spirituality, and a spirituality that is disconnected from actually descending the consciousness within the physical reality. And now you're in a process of learning how to ground spiritual law, of actually learning how to anchor spiritual law. And you're going to have to master how to ground spiritual law and anchor spiritual law by allowing for yourself to master the King consciousness that you are now immersed in. If you keep mastering King consciousness, if you keep allowing for yourself to learn how to map the things that you want, desire in its spiritual form, and then bring it into the energy of the formation consciousness, which is the King physical reality, masculine power consciousness, or masculine power supreme, if you continue to do that, you should see your physical reality changing. See, physical reality does not change for most women who are into New Age spirituality. Physical reality begins to change for the women who are anchoring the King codes, for the women who are anchoring the physical reality laws, for the women who are anchoring the King of Glory in their lives. They then begin to see the manifestation of that in the physical reality because they're working with the correct consciousness. So if you've been doing spiritual work for some time and it just feels exhausting and it feels like no matter how long you've been doing this for, you kind of haven't seen the things that you want show up in your physical reality, well, get ready, because if you continue to master King consciousness, which is the law that helps to anchor things in the physical reality, and if you keep devoting yourself to training in this consciousness, and if you keep devoting yourself to throne work and throne work training, you're going to see your physical map change. It just has to. This is the law of correspondence. What is within reflects itself in the external reality. And the consciousness that helps to ground things in the physical is the consciousness of the masculine. So oftentimes, this is why women have not been able to ground things, because they're in the consciousness of the feminine only, and they're in the consciousness of New Age feminine spirituality, and therefore they don't see the expression of their physical world changing. The next thing I'd like to invite you to reflect on with your awareness, with this whole inner work process, is moving from the consciousness of toil or from the consciousness of inner work to holy love. When you're able to anchor holy love beyond work or come into the energy of devotion and begin to now map out a correct devotional template, a correct vow template, it allows for you to move from the energy of doubt, fear, anger, and unresolved resentment at not getting what you're wanting, because now you're doing it from devotional love. It's not about needing to work and toil to fix yourself because something is wrong with you. But now it's about alignment to your holy power. Now it's about alignment to your holy calling. Now it's about entering into the relationship within yourself and with the beloved. So this is a very high level way to now begin to see your process, that you're entering into a holy love relationship with yourself, that you're entering into a holy love relationship with your sovereignty, that you're entering into a holy love relationship with the beloved, and that you are now entering back into this holy devotion with the beloved, because now it's devotional love that you're creating with, and not obligation, and not toil, and not trying to get something from outside yourself, but you're now coming to returning home to the first love, to the first one, to the beloved, to the lover of your soul. Then it becomes about enchanting love. Then it becomes about irresistible love. Then it becomes about devotional love. Then it becomes about loving with choice and not loving with obligation and not loving because I'm trying to get something, but it becomes about loving because of love. So I want to invite you to move from inner work consciousness to holy love in terms of how you're creating. Move with all that is within yourself towards holy love with the beloved, towards love that's enchanting, towards love that holds you, towards love that wants you, towards love that beckons you, towards love that serves you, towards love that gives to you, towards love that can meet everything that you're desiring to have met in your physical reality.